Forecasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's our countdown, the Princess K. Once again, already we're at week number 6. It's brought to you each week by AMPI. And well, we go to Le Sueur County. Rachel Rinda joining us here this week on our countdown, the Princess K. Rachel, thank you for your time. And you know, you look at this Princess K scenario and story here, boy, it's got to be exciting for yourself and your family.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. Yeah, it's just been a crazy experience to be here and to get this far. It's kind of something I've looked on for forever. So, yeah, I'm super excited for what's to come and everything else.
Now, Rachel, was this always a long-term goal for you to run for Princess K?
Yeah, so my dad has been a part of the American Dairy Association board for Scott and Le Sueur County for almost 30 years, I'd say. So when I was a little girl, I'd go to the dairy banquets, and it was kind of something that I always looked forward to see the girls. And I think when I was little, I didn't really understand what a dairy princess was or kind of, you know, what their responsibilities were. But our program starts in fifth grade, and so when I was in fifth grade, I started, and it was kind of, that was my goal then, to be a Princess K finalist. And I've seen girls from both Scott and Le Sueur County become Princess K finalists. And so from that time, that was kind of my goal, to be a finalist.
You know, Rachel, you mentioned your dad. Give us a background on your family and your farm, or how are you associated with the dairy industry?
Yep. So I grew up on my family's dairy farm just outside of Montgomery. We milk 40 cows in a tie stall barn. We raise all of our replacement heifers, and then we also raise our steers, and we buy bull calves from a couple other different farms. So I grew up growing up on the farm with my family and just being totally involved in agriculture.
So where are you right now? Are you in college right now, or are you on the farm? Give us those details.
Yep, I'm currently attending the University of Wisconsin River Falls, where I'm majoring in agriculture business with a minor in dairy science.
So your eventual goal, what would your dream job be?
I would love to work with farm finance or even insurance. Just being able to work with farmers and maybe get some on-farm time for some visits or whatever, too, would be awesome for me.
Rachel Rinda joining us, countdown to Princess K finalist from Le Sueur County. And Rachel, talk about back in May, the May event, when you found out you were one of the finalists. It was unique this year. It was virtual, but describe that day.
Yeah, so like you said, it was virtual. So we came back home on Saturday evening, and we had to wait till Sunday at 2 p.m. for the announcement of the finalists. And so I woke up Sunday morning. I did chores with my family, and we went to church. And then after church, we went out to eat just to celebrate my year of school. That was my first year at school, and then also celebrate May event. And so then we came back home, and we sat together on the couch to watch the announcement of the finalists. And I was actually the first one called, which was very surprising to me. I didn't know if I was going to get it, let alone be the first one called. So it was kind of a big surprise, but a very good surprise.
Rachel, why do you feel that it's so important to have an advocate or somebody representing the industry such as a Princess K?
You know, most people, they just don't know anything about dairy. They've not been exposed to it, and we're super lucky to have been. So just being able to share our story and to make the connection with anyone that wants to listen to you and hear your story is super amazing and something that we need in today's world.
Rachel, do you think there's misconceptions out there about dairy farmers or families or an industry as a whole? Like you said, that disconnect is growing every day.
I think people just don't know. They just haven't been exposed to it. And so just being able to share your story, and yes, there are misconceptions, but that's what we are for, is to share our stories and to bridge the gap between consumers and producers, and being able to tell the true story and exactly what farmers do on the farm. You know, people don't understand why we milk our cows, why we take the calves away from their moms, or anything in between. So they just want to know, and we just want to share.
Rachel Rinda joining us on our countdown, the Princess K. And how do you manage now the time between now and coronation? You know, I'm kind of a nervous Nelly. How do you handle it? Do you just kind of take it day by day and not try to think about it too much, or how do you tackle it?
Yeah, I'm just taking it day by day. I mean, it's coming here pretty quick. You know, yesterday was the 24th of July. Coronation is the 24th of August. So we're starting our countdown, and it's going to be here before we know it. So we're just getting super excited, getting ready, and we're going to see how it goes.
You bet. Should be a great night at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds at the Band Shell. Rachel, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Rachel Rinda joining us, one of the finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. Our countdown to Princess K is brought to you by AMPI.